Several weeks, the cast of the musical Honk Jr. has been rehearsing inside the Arts Live Theater building, which is located on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. The Children's Theater Company will open the show Thursday evening. Honk, which is the musical version of the Hans Christian Andersen story of The Ugly Duckling, is being directed by Julie Gable.
There is a beautiful duck yard, and one gorgeous spring morning, they wake up and they have hatched four adorable little fluffy ducklings, and then there's this big egg in the back that when he is cracked open, or when he cracks open, is born, is hatched, he is not like any of the others. And it really is a story about tolerance of people who are different, and that we're not all the same, no two people are the same. And I think it's about acceptance and tolerance and looking beyond someone's outer appearance. I think it's a great story.
Because this is the junior version of the play, it has a shorter runtime of a little over an hour. The original version of Honk was first produced in 1993 at the Watermill Theater in Newbury, England. Honk appeared at the Royal National Theater in 1999, and a year later, the show beat out Mamma Mia and The Lion King to win the Olivier Award, the British equivalent of the Tony Award, for Best New Musical. The 36-member cast at Arts Life Theater is comprised of young actors 7 to 18 years old. Along with acceptance, the story also teaches the children about bullying.
What I love about it is that because I think in the news and everything, there's so much talk about bullying and stuff. I think the kids are very conscious of that, you know, because I think, you know, the kids that are kind of picking on him were feeling kind of bad because they were being, you know, kind of mean. I said, well, we're just proving a point and we're acting. We're not really being mean to Max, to Ugly is the name of the character. So, I think it's really apparent in the script that's the message. And I think they tell it very well.
When directing a musical, Julie says you have to take a different approach because you have to break up rehearsing between dialogue, choreography, and singing. Mark Landon Smith, executive director of Arts Life Theater, is assisting Julie by helping with the set, musical direction, and choreography. He says the publishing company really makes it easy to teach the young actors their singing parts.
They provide CDs for us, and it's CDs with the vocal tracks on them, so it has kids singing the parts, and then on another CD, it's just the orchestrations or the accompaniment. So the kids spend time on their own doing their own homework, learning the songs. But, you know, and kids always think, how can I learn all this? But how many songs do we already know? You know, so it's pretty simple to do. And then when we come in here, we start working with harmonies and the rhythms of the music and that sort of thing, too. But they're such quick studies, it's not a problem.
Cast members will be portraying a variety of animals, such as ducks, but Mark says their costumes will be more representational than literal.
We didn't want to do the costumes where we have a bunch of kids in papier-mâché duck outfits, right? So we wanted to really focus on the humanity of the animals. So like our little ducklings are in the cutest outfits by Faye Alter, who's done a wonderful job with costumes, as she always does. And they are dressed in overall shorts that are yellow, and then they have tube socks that are orange and orange shoes, and then they have visors that are orange to represent the bills. So that's how we like to approach our costuming, with something like this, because then it becomes just about, you know, the costumes and not about the humanity of the characters.
Honk Jr. will be on stage May 10th through the 13th at the Continuing Education Auditorium, which is located just off the Fayetteville Square at 2 East Center Street. The cast will be moving into that space this evening, and Julie says the 3 days they will have to rehearse on that stage will be invaluable.
The space here is set up differently, and some of the kids have never seen the space before, and so they'll need to, you know, just get familiar with it, sure, with the space and the wing space and looking out into a big audience, you know, so because some of them have never had that experience. I know, it's going to be wonderful. So I've just loved every bit of it. It's just great. And the parents are so supportive and so kind. And it's been a great, great thing for me to do. Yeah, I've had a great time.
Although the play is being produced by a children's theater company, Julie says the production can appeal to more than just young audiences.
I have a lot of my friends that don't normally go to children's theater. Of course, they want to be supportive, but they're like, oh, the story of the Ugly Duckling, I love that. So I think it's for them, it's like a childhood memory. At least it is for me, because I remember that story, of course, growing up. And I think children learn really well from other children. So I think that's a, you know, as far as that life lesson about tolerance and all of that, I think children learn it better from seeing it and experiencing that audience aesthetics as opposed to just hearing about it, you know, so they get to actually participate as an audience member.
Show times for Honk Jr. are 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. There are also 2 o'clock matinees Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for children 12 and younger. Tickets may be purchased the day of the show or online at artslivetheater.com. They may also be reserved by calling 521-4932.